I don't know if anyone of you have a certain someone, a friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whoever, your grandma, that you talk to on the phone or Skype, and then you guys both are following along Twitter or Facebook and kind of read comments to each other and share links. I do that with a lot of my friends. And I did that recently with one of my friends that lives actually in New York. So he was sending me the Reddit links, of course. I don't know girls that share Reddit links. Could be wrong, I just don't know any of them. But so he was sending me those, and I was sending him, like, other stuff that I saw, like, pictures from Twitter, and he was just like, this is crazy, we're up all night together on the phone, or actually, we were using Skype, and following along with the news, but, I don't know, I find myself doing that a lot with various events. It could be, like, tragedies. I think the last time me and my friend did something like that, it was during the whole Occupy Wall Street protests. I think that it was like when it was getting kind of crazy. I guess it was getting kind of crazy for a while with the Occupy Wall Street, or just Occupy everything. I don't know what happened to that. I don't know. I was never really into the whole, I never got into the whole Occupy thing. I didn't think it would really do much, but yeah, I wouldn't. The whole Oakland thing was crazy. Just thinking back on it, all I can see is, like, fire, people celebrating, drinking in the street, homeless, like, pitching up tents next to people who were, I don't know, I guess acting homeless. So, yeah, I just wanted to know if anyone also views the internet with one of their friends or friends. I guess it's kind of like Google Hangouts, right? But it could be with the phone or Skype. Actually, I've only tried Google Hangouts like twice. I should try it again, because I'm always online, obviously, posting shit. And I think that was it. That's all I had to say. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't. Let's see how much time I have. Okay, 6 minutes. All right. So, a lot of people are talking shit about CNN and Fox. And actually, it was more CNN. Like, especially that someone on CNN was like, oh, I hear a dog that is... I hear dog barking. Yeah, that is indeed a dog barking. I think I saw that tweet posted like a bunch of times. But Donald Trump got into... I should just save some of this shit for my podcast. But Donald Trump said something that pissed off a lot of people. While I thought it was kind of funny, I mean, I think he said it kind of as a joke, right? I'm trying to scroll down to see where it is. Where the fuck is this shit? Oh. He said, is the Boston killer eligible for Obamacare to bring him back to health? a bunch of people were talking shit to Donald Trump after that. But I think as much as he sounds like an asshole or a bigger asshole, it's kind of true. Like, who's paying for this? Like, we've already shelled out all this money to find him, catch him, fucking whatever. All that shit that I talked about in the last one. But now we have to have doctors repair him and fucking house him. So, yeah, I don't know. I think there was more to meet the eye with that one. I'm not defending Donald. I just, I don't know. Maybe I'm not even going to talk about it because I'm probably going to put my foot in my mouth. But I thought it was funny. And sorry, I'm reading. I said that Boston PD just took a fat dump on every city's PD in the nation. It's true. I don't think I've ever been proud to have police. Not in that way, but like, I'm proud for the Boston PD, and I don't even live in Boston. Like, they're so heroic and fucking awesome. Like, I could never picture the LAPD doing anything like that. Or the way they handled it. It was pretty awesome. But then I also thought of the song. I'm just rambling now. I thought of the song Fuck the Police by J Dilla. And I actually have that record on vinyl. And I felt completely bad that I owned that record after the whole Boston PD thing. I was just like, I feel disgusted. This is crazy. I don't know. Like, up until like maybe 5 years ago, I was like, yeah, fuck the police, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm just, maybe because I'm growing up and I didn't grow up exactly in the ghetto where I'd be like profiled and like saying fuck the police and shit. But yeah, I don't even know what I'm gonna do with that record. Why do I feel bad about owning it? It's my inner conscience. Okay, I'm going to try to go to bed now. Fucking tired. Bye.